as part of our Only in New Hampshire series, where we tackle your questions about life here. We've heard a lot of questions from listeners about the Free State Project. It's a movement that began almost 20 years ago based on libertarian ideas. The goal is to bring tens of thousands of like-minded people to live in New Hampshire and influence politics here. Our reporters have been diving into the Free State Project and its history. An in-depth report will air on Word of Mouth on Saturday. But today, NHPR's Brita Green has this story of a couple from Indiana who recently decided to make the move.
I called up Cindy Taylor Hollenbeck last week.
Hey, Brita, is that you?
It is. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
She's still in her place in Indiana, but this story really starts with her. About 4 years ago, she was home. Her husband, Mark, was at work. She was listening to the news, thinking, this just isn't the way things should be.
You know, our country wasn't going in the right direction as far as I was concerned. Our Constitution was being usurped. And
wait, I just want to clarify, like, so when was there a particular thing going on politically at that time that kind of like got you to just be like, oh, this is it?
Everything over the 8 years of the Obama administration and 8 years of George W. Bush.
It was all the executive orders, she says, not going through Congress. It was government overreach, all the conversations about gun control, and taxes. So she literally got on her computer, went on Google, and searched freest state. She wanted to know where she could live and be the most free of government. And what pops up on her screen but the Free State Project website?
And I clicked on it. And on there, it was their old website. Now I've got a new one up and running now, but the old website had the video, 101 Reasons to Move to New Hampshire.
After over 200 years of an experiment in freedom, the United States of America has wavered from its initial intent, culminating in an overtaxed and overregulated society.
I just was bowled over by the video. And so when Mark came home, I said, Mark, I came across something today that you need to watch. And he said, okay, what is it? And I pulled the video up for him and I said, watch this. I mean, I was over the moon excited, and he was just like, wow, we're moving to New Hampshire.
So they started planning. The big holdup was Mark's job. He's what's called a maintenance tech at FedEx Ground. That means he works on the machines and conveyor belts that carry packages to and fro. Both he and Cindy are in their 50s, and he wanted to stay in the same career track, so he had to find an equivalent job in New Hampshire. There's a FedEx Ground here with several of his positions, but they were all filled.
So we waited for 3 years. I had a notification thing set up to notify me if any maintenance technician jobs popped up, and Mark had one at work. Well, he was working nights, and I got the notification before he did. And so when he got up, I said, guess what? He said, what? And I said, a maintenance tech job popped up in Londonderry.
That was a little more than a month ago, she says. He applied, FedEx flew him out, and they hired him. And so, just like that, Mark and Cindy's fate was sealed.
You know, it's so overwhelming that you're almost numb. At least I was. And I think he felt kind of the same way because I kept looking at him saying, are you excited? You know, he's like, yeah, I'm excited. And I'm like, well, you don't look it, you know? And he's like, I've just got too much on my mind, too much on my mind.
Is it okay if I park here?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hi, I'm Brita. Are you Mark?
I'm Mark.
Nice to meet you. I'll pop out. Hold on.
Mark's living now in a trailer on another Free Stater's property in Ringe. He just started work a couple weeks ago. The whole setup is pretty rustic with a long commute, but he says it's working for him in the short term.
It's kind of weird that your ears pop every time you drive to work. But it's gorgeous. The mountains and there's trees everywhere. And when you go outside and you look at the sky, there's just a million stars. It's just beautiful out here.
And it's not just the landscape. There's a great Free State community, too. Regular get-togethers at local restaurants and bars. People from all over coming together for a cause. Mark says it feels like being part of something bigger.
It kind of reminds me back in the Revolutionary War days when they would meet secretly and talk about, how they were going to fight the British or whatever. We talk about liberty, how we can be active, how you can get elected to be a representative, things like that. It's very, I've never felt like this until now.
I mean, that's just got to be like an incredible feeling, especially at your age, like finding something.
I know, I can't believe I'm moving this age. You know, I should be settled somewhere, and it's like I'm 20 or something. It's strange. Hauling my family halfway across the country. You know, my wife's excited, and I just think it's great.
The plan is Cindy will move out with her mom and Mark's daughter at the end of the school year, at the end of May. They're going to try to find a cute little cottage somewhere with a good school district. Cindy's going to take courses online with NYU in mental health counseling. And she says there's one more part to the dream.
The other thing that I told Mark that I wanted, he hadn't even mentioned it. I said, I want a sailboat.
She wants a sailboat. They can sail down the seacoast to Boston Harbor and watch the fireworks on 4th of July. They've never sailed before, but now that they've got one adventure under their belts, nothing's out of reach. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.